Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Won't play all of this commercial, but here's part of a commercial you'll be hearing soon.
Deployed as a civilian intelligence analyst in Afghanistan, I know corrupt war zones torn apart by violence. But this isn't Afghanistan. This is Chicago. Pritzker's leftist agenda is literally killing us, turning parts of Illinois into a war zone. But I've got a plan. Defend our
police. Jesse Sullivan's commercial. He's running as a Republican for governor of Illinois. Joining us now on WGN. Jesse, it's John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I've read your bio. You went to school southwest of Springfield, right? Is that where you're from?
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually northwest, a half an hour, just a small town of 2,000 people. Grew up working on a farm. And I love those central Illinois values of faith, family, and service, and wish we could get them back in our government again.
You went to high school there, then you went to college where?
I went to St. Louis University for my undergrad, and then I did a master's over at Oxford and a business degree out at Stanford.
Then what did you do?
Oh, man, well, in between, I got to do some counterinsurgency work over in Afghanistan, so I was a civilian intelligence analyst over in Helmand province, and just really a disaster what's taken place there recently under the Biden administration. And so I did that work, but I realized if you really want to help families in need and make a difference, it's not about handouts, it's about job creation and growing the economy. And so if anyone out there has seen the show Shark Tank, that's the kind of work I've been doing, is investing in early stage companies and taking entrepreneurs and their ideas and creating jobs out of it. And boy, do we need jobs created here in Illinois. And so that's what I want to do running for governor.
You're running against a billionaire and maybe a billionaire funded other candidate if Ken Griffin doesn't throw his hat in with you. Are you a millionaire?
I've been able to, my dad is a PE teacher, not a private equity professional. And so, you know, grew up really with modest means, but all the unconditional love you could get. And that to me was way more important than any financial setting. But I've worked really hard in creating this business, been able to back and invest in some great companies around the world. And so, not a billionaire by any means, but I've been able to start a real career and do well for myself and feel so grateful for it. And I just really honestly want to, I've always viewed success more about how can you deliver value in the lives of your neighbor in need. My Christian faith has always been, you know, looking out for your neighbor, and that's the judge of a successful, good life.
You have a wife and four kids, right?
Right. Well, we just had our fifth child 3 weeks ago, Will, named after my grandpa, who's my hero. And so five kids, and we have a couple teenage foster daughters as well. So it's beautiful chaos in the Sullivan household.
You still live down in central Illinois then?
We do. I love it. My dad is my next door neighbor, and my mom and my brothers and sisters all live nearby, and about half the town are my cousins. I wouldn't have it any other way, but I've been spending a lot of time here traveling around the state, and I really enjoy that too, just getting to see all parts of the great state of Illinois.
Have you held political office before?
No, I have not. Yeah, so I'm a political outsider, and I think that's a really good thing, because when I look at Illinois politics, it's just such a corrupt mess, and the lack of results for our people in need. I think I love the state of Illinois, and I'm so proud to be an Illinoisan, but I've always been embarrassed by our politics and our politicians, and so that's my motivation to step in and try to change things and make them different.
Let's just click through some of your policy planks here. I've got about five or six more minutes. We'll visit again another day, Jesse, but I just wanted to get to know you a little bit. So on taxes, it says on your very page, Jesse will not allow the legislature to raise taxes to compensate for a pension system that's a drag on our state's ability to attract and retain people and businesses. Amen to that. But how do you do it? I mean, pensions are a large percentage of our state taxes. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head that we have to do something about it. And right now, the current governor just kicks the can down the road, all priorities out of order. And so to really solve the pension crisis, my dad's a retired public school teacher, and he said, hey, if you take away my pensions, I'm not going to vote for you. And
I think some people think we need to amend the Constitution to allow the government to do that, to refigure those pensions for public workers. So what's your thought on that?
Yeah, here's my thought, is that a promise made should be a promise kept. If you earn those benefits, you should get to keep those benefits. These are retirees who have done their part of the bargain, and the state owes them that obligation. Now, it's only 39% funded, and so those people are really insecure right now in that, do they have the financial backing to actually receive that promise? And that means we need to reform the system for all new people entering the system, definitely. And then we need to look at, actually, do we need a constitutional amendment to be able to look at any future benefits earned?
Yeah.
That we need to change that system around. And that's going to take real leadership to get the job done and focus on the most important issues.
We'll come back to that another day. Corruption, you think that we should have term limits? How would that work?
Oh, man. Isn't it a mess, our politics and our politicians? These career politicians that have turned our state into this really failure of a state government, and one of the worst in the nation. And we need a next generation of leaders to step into the legislature to change things and to make them better. And so, yes, I'm totally in favor of term limits. And I'm also in favor of pushing strong for some of the strongest ethics reform in the history of the state of Illinois. And this is not a short-term ball game. It's if you are not going to get on board and vote for some of these ethics reforms, then we need to run, we need to target those races and run people, these next generation leaders, to take on those who just want to keep their own benefit.
What is the number, Jesse? If we did term limits for state senators and state representatives, do you have a number like 5 terms, 10 years, something like that?
Yeah, I think that's something that you negotiate out with people to be able to figure out what are the exact ones. I know 40 is too high. Whenever you've got Madigan, who... That, you know, you look at that example, whenever you accrue power to yourself over that amount of time, it results in really bad monopolistic power. And we need to take power away.
Two more things for you to comment on, Jesse, and they are crime and COVID. You on your website use the National Guard a lot. You would call them out even to hunt down violent criminals. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As someone who... You know, you began with the commercial, being on the civilian intelligence side over in Afghanistan, you see the power of our military and their abilities. And you look at the corrupt war zone that we have, 1,000 murders in Cook County. That is a crisis. That is 750 were the most lives we lost of our soldiers over in Afghanistan in the worst year of the war over there. We have to do something and have urgency. There are real people's lives behind these stats. And it needs to be an all-hands-on-deck situation, whereas the current governor wants to look the other way and make it a political football and all that. No, you use the resources at your disposal to save people's lives.
Do you support the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates?
Absolutely not. On day one, I would end those. I think they're un-American. They're hurting our children. Firing people who are not willing to get the vaccine, those frontline workers who have been, you know, taking on the burden of this crisis, and then you're going to fire them. And then also, you know, the kids in schools and keeping them out of school, they put all the focus and energy on COVID and these top-down mandates for Governor Pritzker, who thinks he knows best. Well, he doesn't. I would end those on day one.
You're vaccinated. Your wife is vaccinated. So you and your wife think that what the governor is recommending is a good idea.
Yeah, correct. I think that every person should go to their doctor and make that choice for themselves. And for me, my dad has later stage cancer, you know, comorbidities that we felt like, hey, out of an act of love, we think this would be a good idea to do it for him. But, you know, there are so many people in different situations than we're in that need to make that decision for themselves. This government wants to insert themselves where parents should be, you know, making our decisions for us. We need to get back to our families, and parents are the central decision makers in our lives, not the government.
Jesse Sullivan, the GOP candidate for governor, one of them. Ken Griffin has not committed money yet to Richard Irvin in Aurora. Have you had talks with him? It's going to take a lot of money to get the message out, Jesse.
Yeah, you know, it is. It looks to be, you know, when you're facing the wealthiest governor in the country, who's also morally bankrupt, you know, you're going to have to get your message out. But I think the people of Illinois are also so sick and tired of these political games. And I think just telling the honest truth to them is what they want to hear. And I'm a political outsider who wants to share a message of here's what I think as a citizen of Illinois needs to change. And so I think getting that message out there, and we're working hard every day to try to do it.
Former Afghanistan veteran. And by the way, rock solid good looking isn't going to hurt Jesse Sullivan, GOP candidate for governor. We'll visit another day. Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, thank you so much. All right, goodbye.